Algen. Shining light, green light.
Are they both working?
Yeah.
Nice, and what about the tape recorder? Is there a red light?
No.
What about here?
Here. Not that one.
No, there is only have orange and green ones. Right, come along, let's get breakfast.
Not that one.
No, they only have orange and green ones.
Yes, the smell. The smell.
Pardon?
Smell.
Smell?
Oh.
Are you smelling them?
Yes, they're the green ones.
They smell right, don't they?
Ooh.
Ooh, does it not smell nice?
No.
Oh, dear. Right, let's go and have some breakfast, shall we?
In a minute.
No, we're ready now, Thomas, because we're in a rush this morning.
No, thanks.
Do you want me to bring these to the table?
No.
Do you want me to help you?
No, big body yours.
That's right. Take them to the table. I'll carry one. You carry the other.
Big body.
I've got the fire engine. You bring the blister.
Too fast?
Where
is big mummy?
Pardon?
Hello, Mummy.
Are they waving at Mummy?
Yes.
Saying hello, Mummy?
Yes. Fire engine stops.
Fire engine stops?
Yes. To base. Beba, beba!
Beba, beba? Is that what they say?
Yes. Hello! Two money shots, please!
Two monies?
Yes.
I don't think firemen and policemen usually ask for money, Thomas.
Yes.
No, bus drivers do and train drivers. Or at least the guards and conductors do, but I don't really think firemen do.
We sell fire engine money. Get the money for your new Beba Beba. Big border. Big border.
Right, what shall we have for breakfast this morning, Tim? Would you like cornflakes or Rice Krispies?
No Krispies. Thomas eat the Krispies.
Thomas eat the Krispies, right?
No Krispies. No, no cornflakes. Thomas eat the Krispies.
Thomas eat the Krispies?
Yeah, I'm going to eat the cornflakes.
Well, normally what happens is you have Rice Krispies and I have cornflakes and then you suddenly want to swap. Shall we do that this morning?
Yeah.
So we start off with you having Krispies and then you having cornflakes?
No, Krispies and cornflakes.
You want cornflakes?
Yes,
please. Yes, please. Okay. We have to buy some more cornflakes, don't we?
Mm.
To go to the shop. Are we both having cornflakes?
Yeah.
No. If we both have cornflakes, we can't swap halfway through, can we? A little drop of milk. Would you like milk on them?
No.
No milk? Right, you have them dry, they are. Mummy put milk on hers. You can have some milk if you change your mind.
Yeah.
Can you see who's on the box of cornflakes?
Pigeon.
A pigeon?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a cockerel.
Dolphins.
Dolphins?
Yeah.
Oh, you're thinking of Postman Pat, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm. Aunt from Dorothy Thompson, the farm. In Postman Pat in Greendale, don't they?
Mm.
And what kind of Wellingtons does Dorothy wear? What colour are Dorothy's Wellingtons?
Green.
Green, that's right. She got a pair of new green Wellingtons through the post, didn't she? Postman Pat brought her some green Wellingtons. And they have cows on the farm and they milk them. But usually while Alf's milking the cows, what does the cockerel say? That's right.
Postman Pat and Reverend Timms.
Yeah. Yes, Reverend Timms is one of the characters in Postman Pat, isn't it?
Reverend Timms.
No, Reverend Timms. I don't even know who Reverend Timms is. Thomas, I don't seem to have seen him.
John Reverend Stye. They're all done now. Reverend Timms.
All done now, Reverend Timms. He's gone up in the sky.
Yes. Somewhere? Yes.
Somewhere? Do you know where?
Behind the clouds.
Behind the clouds?
Reverend Timms.
Somewhere behind the clouds, Reverend Timms. Oh. Wow.
Like the clock of Reverend Timms. My little Timms.
Are we just going to work this morning?
No.
Yes, I'm afraid. Do you know what
not like it.
Not like it? Do you not like when we're going to work? No. Oh, Thomas. No, you'll have a nice time.
No.
Do you not think you need a day away from Mummy?
No.
Oh, do you miss Mummy?
No.
Oh, thank you. I miss Thomas, but I must admit, Thomas, some days I'm very, very busy. And I don't think about you all the time, not every minute.
Yeah.
Certain times of the day Mummy thinks about you, and usually when it's home time I can't wait to get home to see you. And I wonder what you've been doing all day. I'm wondering if you've been a good boy and if you've had a nice time.
No, not.
So do miss you, sweetheart. And guess what? When Mummy goes to work, she sits down and somebody brings her a cup of coffee halfway through the morning. Mum!
Dad!
That doesn't happen here, does it? And if I make a cup of coffee, it usually goes cold and we knock it over before I get it drunk. Mummy's taking in some photographs from the holiday to work today. I'm not showing them the holiday photographs, but they're quite a lot of you. And last week they wanted to see some pictures of you, so I'll take them in this week.
Crash.
You've just put your hands in your cornflakes and they've all gone everywhere, haven't they?
Yes. Splash. Crash.
Would you like some milk on them?
Nope.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, keep them in the bowl, please.
Grass.
That's not nice.
Grass.
Would you like some milk on like Mummy has? Oh no, you're making a mess. What about the policeman and firemen?
Yes, hotter.
Hotter? Or harder?
It's hot.
He's hot, yes, I would imagine a fireman's very hot. Putting out hot fires.
Hot fire.
Yes, fires are hot. What happens? They burn, don't they?
Do you think they'd like some cornflakes for breakfast?
No. Don't eat breakfast. Yep.
What do you think the firemen and policemen usually have for their breakfast?
What do they eat?
What do they eat?
Eat the cornflakes.
They eat the cornflakes and what else?
Eat the chocolates and eat the grapes,
brown grapes.
The green grapes.
And green grapes. Funny how they have chocolate for breakfast. That's a funny thing to have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did they really eat chocolate for breakfast?
Yeah.
No. I think you just said that so that you could say, please may I have a breakfast like the fireman and the policeman. Your skin feels nice and soft.
Not soft.
Not soft. Oh, it does. It feels beautiful and soft. Just feel it. Feel the skin on your cheek. It is soft, isn't it? But don't hit yourself.
Hey.
It hurt.
No. Be your breakfast, please. What do you eat? Breakfast. Chocolates. This is.
That's the hose on the fire engine.
Water comes out of the hose. Like Daddy's gardening hose. There's a hose on the fire engine, and when there's a fire, you turn the hose on and all the water comes out and it puts the fire out. But when Auntie Mabel on the television programme, when Auntie Mabel's chip pan caught fire, they didn't use water from a hose, did they?
No.
What did the firemen do? Can you remember?
Pippin on it!
Yes, well that's right. Pippin went to the fire station and got the fire engine. And the fireman realised something was wrong because Pippin kept barking and biting his foot, didn't he? Or pawing at his foot. And in the end, the fireman got in the fire engine and raced very quickly to Auntie Mabel's house, and the chip pan was on fire. And what did the fireman do when he ran in through the door?
Viva!
He didn't use water, did he? Did he have a blanket in his hand?
No.
Did he not have a special cloth? And he ran in and he put it over the chip pan. And all the flames died down, didn't they? Do you remember that? Fireman Sam usually uses water to put fires out, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
But at certain times, when there's hot fat, and when there's electricity, you can't use water, you've got to use something else. Either powder or foam or the big blanket. Because he smothered the flames. I don't think we'll ever have a chip pan fire, Thomas, because we don't have a chip pan, do we?
No.
If we have chips, we put them in the oven, don't we, on a tray?
Gosh. Ready to eat.
What do I eat? I'm eating cornflakes. What are you eating?
Yes.
Would you like some milk on them now, and a spoon?
No.
Would you like some of Mummy's?
Piggy.
No, don't mess with your food, Thomas. Don't play with your food. Would you like some of these?
No.
Yes, I thought you might. Anyway, you finish those off. They've got milk on them. And Mummy will put some milk on yours, and I'll finish yours. Then we've shared, haven't we? We've swapped. Because we have to share things, don't we?
I'm going to face.
Pardon?
Face.
Your face?
Less dirty.
It's not dirty, it's beautiful and soft.
No.
I'm going to give it a kiss because it's so nice.
No.
Oh yes. Ha! Kissed you. Ha!
No!
You're going off being kissed, aren't you?
No.
You don't like being kissed at the moment. You wouldn't kiss Grandma a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And you wouldn't kiss Isabel when we saw her the other day, would you?
That's why I'm not playing my two steps.
Pardon, darling. Oh, the man's two steps. Yes, you were upset, weren't you?
Yeah.
And we left Isabel's house. She was playing with a doll's house, wasn't she?
My postman.
Oh, is that the postman? Did you hear that, the letterbox? I can see an orange bag, red bag. Got an orange coat.
Ring.
Oh, that sounds like he's putting a lot of things through the door, doesn't it?
Yes, Mummy picked it.
Mummy pick it. I'll go and pick it up, yeah. He's gone now. I'll just finish this for now, don't have a look.
Bye. Down in Linda O'Brien's.
He's gone to Linda O'Brien's house now, yes, that's right. He's left us and he's gone next door.
She's off to Lala's house too.
He's gone to Lala's house? Lala's house in blue, you mean Tinky Winky, the Teletubbies?
Yeah.
So he's gone to their house, and where do they live?
Isby.
They live this way, right. They live in Home Hill, Teletubby Land. Don't they? Do you think our postman delivers letters to the Teletubbies?
No.
I bet Postman Pat delivers their letters.
With the Gordons.
Gordon?
No, Gordon. Gordon's in a mess,
dirty. You're talking about one of the Thomas the Tank Engine characters called Gordon.
Yes.
Did he have jam on his face?
No.
What did he have on his face?
No, everything. No jam. But he dribbled jam over and it's up in the air.
Oh dear, trouble. There's jam everywhere and up in the air. Well, I can't quite remember the story, but there's something about one of the engines getting very dirty and jam getting spilled on its face and on the fat controller. Cross controller, yes, I bet he was cross. We were talking before about Sonia and Isabel's house when we left. Isabel was playing with her doll's house, wasn't she? And she had a little lady and a man, and they were going up and down stairs. And Mummy said, "We've really, really got to go, Thomas." And you didn't want to go, did you?
No.
And you got upset, and you started to cry, and then you refused to kiss Isabel because Isabel was allowed to play with the man, and you weren't. The thing is, darling, life's not always fair, and sometimes we have to do things we don't really want to do.
Yeah.
It's a sad fact of life, that, I'm afraid, sweetheart.
No.
You can't...
Hold it.
You want to have a box of cornflakes. You can't always have and do what you want to do.
Listen.
Oh, no, it's not cornflakes that make a noise. That's Rice Krispies that go snap, crackle and pop. It's still a sound. Listen, if you shake them. It's still a nice shaky sound, but the cornflakes... Whoa, you're doing it now. Cornflakes don't sound like Rice Krispies when they have milk put on them.
Another shake.
Another shake.
Shakes. Not for the number.
Pardon?
Not fall out.
No, they didn't fall out because the cornflakes, look, there's the box. We open the box and inside there's a bag with the cornflakes in. And Mummy's put a special clip on the bag.
It doesn't work.
Be careful because you don't want to spill on the floor, do we? We've got plenty of air times really, haven't we? Shall we put them back in the box?
No.
You can see through that bag, can't you? You see all the cornflakes inside? No, don't tip them out.
Don't eat it. There's a rock. It will rot later.
Pardon?
Just taste it.
You must taste it, okay. Right, that's a few from the bag. Now let's put the rest away.
Yes.
Oops. That paper's very crackly, isn't it? There we are, we'll put them away. Now shall we have some toast?
Don't hold it. No shake.
No, don't shake it. It's too noisy.
No shake it.
Just have a look at the back of the packet and you tell me what you can see. Look, all these things you can buy from the Kellogg shop. And they've all got a cockerel on, like the front of the cornflake box. What's that? A man, no.
Yeah.
It's a cup. That's a cup and a mug. And a watch. And cereal bowls. It looks like there might be a tea towel. You know what we used to dry the pots with? Don't really know what those are. It might even be... Yes, it is. It's a radio. Wow. A radio with a cockerel on it.
Big radio.
A big radio. Hmm. That's a pencil and ruler, look. When you go to school, you need a pencil and ruler. You enjoying the cornflakes?
No, cornflakes. So, what? My fire engine.
Do you think the fireman and policeman are ready for a piece of toast now?
Really.
In a minute.
Not hot now.
No. Well, firemen do things other than just putting out fires, don't they? If Purdy got stuck in a tree, the fireman might come and get his tall ladders out and let her down. And sometimes firemen are used to pull heavy things and cut things. If something gets stuck, like a train, if it got trapped, they might use the special cutting equipment, mightn't they? Mind you, I imagine they still get pretty hot when they're working like that, but it's not hot heat from the fire, is it?
No.
I'm going to put some toast in the toaster now.
This now!
That's the bread maker. Just have to move it out of the way so I can get to the toast.
Oh, open the lid for you.
Open the lid for you? What do you mean? You want me to open the lid so you can look inside? Here, can you see? It's like the bread machine. Yeah.
Hold the bucket.
Hold the bucket?
Yeah.
There you are. Don't drop it.
Oh.
It's still very warm, isn't it? It's not hot, but it's warm.
Oh, it burns there. Plums hide it.
Pardon?
Plums there.
Plums?
There.
Oh, crumbs.
Crumbs and bread.
Yeah, crumbs from the bread, that's right. Yes, it's little crumbs from the bread crust. I'm just putting a cardigan on because I don't feel very warm. Right, this is what the postman's brought.
Do written there?
If it is anything very exciting.
Heading there.
Somebody's written on the back of an envelope, blue, white, 41. I don't know what that means. Oh, there are 3 for Daddy and 2 for Mummy. They're all junk mail, Thomas. We don't need it, do we? Well, be careful. What are you doing? Put in the fire engine and please come inside the basket.
Oh.
Just as long as you don't drop it on the floor. Because it'll be damaged, won't it? You ready for some toast now, Thomas? What would you like on your toast? Some cheese or some more meat? Or some jam?
No.
What would you like? How about some more meat?
No.
No?
Lots of things.
Lots of things?
My goodness.
Thomas, if you drop things into it like that.
Fun!
No, no, I don't think we should do that, do you?
You're up here.
No, no. When I put it in the toast, I'll put it back inside the machine. Because we need to keep the lid closed, don't we?
No. We're in tins.
Reverend tins?
Reverend.
What are you saying, Reverend tins?
It's a
thank you.
No chance. Lots of things.
Lots of things.
Like a mix.
It's a metal bucket, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like the plastic bucket that Mummy uses to clean with.
No.
Talking of cleaning, I want to get the house tidied up if Grandma and Grandad are coming.
Look.
There we are. Don't worry, let's move this now. There's some toast for you.
No, we're there. Really?
No, Thomas, it's going to get damaged. It's got a special lining inside. And if we drop things into it and it gets scratched, we're not going to be able to bake bread, are we? Look, why don't I give you a box instead? The bread maker's not ready for playing with, is it?
Yep.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, no, it's not.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Mind the toast.
Mind the toast. Well, you better start eating the toast. Remember, we've got to get ready quickly this morning. We have to rush on Wednesdays, don't we?
Yeah.
Rush, 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 Wednesdays.
Big buckets. Sodom.
More night, that's right.
Hold it.
Just a second, Mummy's just putting some on this piece of toast. Gosh, the toast is hot, Thomas. Straight out of the toasting machine, it's burning Mummy's fingers. Ouch. Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
This one's flying and gone.
Oh, I shan't worry if the policeman and fireman are on hand. What things are hot, Thomas? The fire's hot.
Mm.
Yeah. The cooker's hot. And the radiators get hot. And when the sun's shining, that's hot. And the kettle's hot. What about cups of tea and coffee? Are they hot? The water from the hot tap, the water that's going in the bath. That's hot, isn't it? And the bread maker, that gets hot. And what's the other thing that Mummy uses a lot?
Beba.
What about the iron? What's your sleeves? You need toast. The iron gets very hot, doesn't it?
Beba. Now.
No, it's not too hot now, the toast. No, it's all right. Yes, the toaster gets hot, doesn't it?
Piece of toast.
Piece of toast. It's a nice piece of toast.
Nice.
Do you remember in the summer when we went to the park? And they have a big metal slide and the sun was shining very brightly. And the sun shone onto the slide and the metal on the slide got really hot. And it was so hot it was a job to slide down, wasn't it? Do you remember sitting on it and you said, ooh, ah, ooh. Ooh.
Piece of toast.
Piece of toast, yes. Is the policeman going to have a piece of toast?
Yes, get out.
Getting out of his club.
Yes,
the fireman as well. He wants a piece of toast, does he? Well, it's very nice of you to share your breakfast with those two men, isn't it? Well, you're going to get dirty, Thomas. Will you just eat it, please? No, that's not nice. You've got one piece of toast and three hungry people. You're all sharing, aren't you?
Wait. Thanks lots.
Have they said thanks a lot before driving off? That's nice, isn't it? Do you think they enjoyed it?
Yes! Enjoyed their dinner!
They enjoyed their dinner? Right, Thomas, please will you eat some toast yourself?
Nope.
Come on, because we've got to go in a few minutes. Well, if you're hungry later on, there won't be anything then. Will there?
Yeah.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Policeman crossbus.
Please do what, darling?
Cross.
Why?
Policeman.
Why is the policeman cross? What's the policeman doing this morning?
Cross.
He's cross. Why is he cross? Has he found some naughty boys?
No. Yes, hello. Beba. Setting off.
They're setting off.
This way. Oops! Peter.
No, he hasn't got a ladder on that fire engine, has he?
Nope.
How do you think he's going to climb up high if he hasn't got a ladder? Perhaps the other fire engine will come. That might have a ladder on it. Would you like some apple now?
No. Sky.
Pardon?
Sky.
They're going up in the sky? You've not eaten an awful lot this morning, Thomas.
Ross. Did fire the knot? Up in the sky.
Up in the sky?
Jump down the ladder.
Jump down the ladder? Well, they've got to be careful. If they jump down the ladder and fall off, the ambulance driver will have to come, won't he? Hurt themselves.
Big fire engine setting off.
Big fire engine setting off.
No ladders. With no fire engine. Big fire in the big ladder.
Well, you don't always need tall ladders, do you? Because some of the fires might not be very high up. Would you like some salt on this, Thomas?
Yes, please. I'll try.
Hang on, let's put some in the green pot for you. You like salt on us, don't you? There you are, sweetheart. Yeah. What do you say?
Yes, please.
Good boy. Do they taste nice?
No.
Oops, Daisy, I knew that was going to happen. Put them in the cupboard and I didn't put them in properly. There we are, I don't think they'll fall out now.
Down the ladder.
Yes, that's right. Mummy's climbing down the ladders now. I've just put the dried fruit back in the cupboard. And I had to climb to reach it, but now they're stepping down. Let me just wipe your nose. We've both still got runny noses, haven't we? Oh, would you like some more juice?
No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
There aren't many leaves left on the trees outside now, are there? Look at the tree near Sue's house. Yeah, all the leaves have fallen off that one, haven't they? Mm. And we went out
there's
for...
There's three leaves falling off a tree.
Pardon?
Leaves falling off a tree, and that's one.
Yes, that's right, leaves falling off the trees. And we went for a walk yesterday. Some of the leaves were crunchy, but most of them have been on the floor a long time now, and it's been wet, hasn't it? And they still make a noise, but it's not that beautiful, nice, crisp, crunchy sound it was last week. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It sounded gorgeous, didn't it?
No.
Absolutely gorgeous sound. Anyway, would you like some cheese?
No, hold it.
And it's going back in the fridge now. Anyway, there's some cheese in those. Shall we put the lid on? You put the lid on for Mummy, please. On top of the spreading cheese, that's right. Good boy, thank you. Now put the cheese and the margarine back in the fridge.
Yeah.
We cleaned the fridge the other day, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was excellent. Grandma won't believe it when she opens the fridge and she can see what's in there.
No, my first part.
Pardon?
Got hanged, red bus pie.
Did you see the red bus go past?
Yes, pie.
Oh, right, Mummy was in the fridge, I didn't see it. Was that the special bus that comes to pick up the little boy from number 14?
It's a Polly.
He's a Polly boy, isn't he? And was there a car driving behind the red bus?
Yeah.
And you saw it from the window?
No chance.
No, you don't want anything else. I'm sure if I peel an apple, you'd eat that, wouldn't you?
Mm.
I think you would.
Neither of us is signing off a lot this morning, are we? We're both feeling a little bit tired.
That one.
You've dropped one. You dropped a sultana.
Yeah.
Shall I help you find it? Let's have a look.
I can't just see it, Thomas. No, I've plenty more in there. Plenty more left in the pot. I've got some more in the packet.
I don't see the apple.
Yes, as soon as I peel the apple, you can eat that. You like the sultanas, then, don't you?
No, brown.
The brown, yes. You like currants as well.
Mm.
And little dried pieces of apricot. Thomas likes fruit.
Look, likes milk.
Did you? Haven't got things like strawberries and raspberries now, have we? Like we had in the summer.
There must be strawberries.
We can still buy them, but they're very expensive and sometimes they don't taste quite as nice, do they?
No.
I think your favourites are still apples and grapes. And we can get those all year round. But the grapes are quite dear sometimes, aren't they? I've taken the pips out of the apple. I'll just give it a rinse under the tap. There you are, Thomas.
That is the rock.
What do you say?
That's really more.
You'd like some more sultanas?
Yes, a greens. A
little drop, you mean a little bit more?
Well done.
Awesome. Just let me get the steps out again.
Steps.
So I keep them right at the top of this cupboard, don't I? Oh dear, dear.
Too heavy.
Too heavy?
Yes.
What, you learn too heavy to climb up the steps?
Probably
yeah. Right there, Thomas. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll put them away. We won't have any more now for another day.
Shop one more, the blue one.
Oh, we've got plenty more because I've got a whole packet, because I don't think you should eat any more today.
Look.
You've had quite a lot, haven't you?
Mummy toilets. Mummy toilets.
Mummy what, darling?
Mummy toilets.
Mummy.
No toilets.
No toilets.
No toilets. With an alarm towel. Toilets.
I'm sorry, darling, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you meaning cornets like ice cream cornets? Cones? Cones, yes.
Cones.
Ice cream cones?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, ice cream cones?
Bus cones.
Ice cream bus cones? Did you just see some lamellae up on the cupboard?
Lost.
Oh.
Big birds eat it.
Big birds eat it, yes, that sounds like a magpie outside. Magpies don't like pussy cats, and we've got a lot of cats around here.
Sounds like the noise the magpie makes when it sees a pussy cat.
Yeah.
I can't see where either the bird is or the cat, but I would imagine they're both together somewhere. It's not Purdy because she's still upstairs.
Purdy, do that.
You tried to pick Purdy up yesterday, didn't you?
Touch me down to make me fall down.
Right, she was a little bit too heavy for you, wasn't she? So did you have to put her down quickly before you dropped her?
Yeah. Her tail.
Yes, you've got to be very careful with Lady Thomas, because she's very young.
Nope.
She likes to be treated gently, doesn't she?
No patter.
No, you mustn't patter. You can gently stroke her, but you must never patter. It hurts her.
Seven.
If you pat Purdy, it's like somebody smacking you really hard, and you wouldn't like that, would you?
Yeah.
So I remember that, and the next time I get cross with him, I think it doesn't matter if I smack him really hard, because it doesn't matter. He says it doesn't hurt. No, don't kick.
Pips on it.
Pips on it?
Nope.
There shouldn't be any pips on the apple because I've peeled it and quartered it and taken the core out with all the pips. Does it taste good?
That one's damaged. Mix around.
You're talking about big cement mixer going round and round.
See, green one, not round.
You saw a green one, but it wasn't going round.
Not round, didn't it? My mind around round.
Might not have been broken, perhaps it just wasn't turned on. If it's not turned on, if there's no men working there, doesn't mean it's broken, they're just not using it. And I've finished my breakfast now. Louis's got to wash up now, then go and get changed, put some makeup on.
Big splash too.
A big splash?
Yeah.
Big bath.
Big bath.
You had a big bath last night.
Mummy, big bath.
Yes, I've had mine this morning. I usually have my shower or bath in the morning. Just depends, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I like one at night before I go to bed, but then I very often have another one in the morning as well, especially in the summer. Wakes me up, Thomas, to have a shower in the morning.
Showering?
No, a shower.
Shower.
Remember when you were in Spain, you had lots of showers. You thought the shower was fantastic because it was so powerful, wasn't it? The water went...
Whoosh!
Yes, ours doesn't work quite as quickly as that. But also...
Hair wet!
Yes, you got your hair wet. But also in Spain, wasn't it nice that when we stepped out of the shower it was looking warm? Up here, when I get out of the shower, I'm shivering and I'm reaching to grab the towels to wrap myself up in. We always snuggle you up really tight when you've got up to the bath. Excuse me. When you get out of the bath or shower, we snuggle you really tightly in some warm towels, don't we? But in Spain, it was so hot, we just got out of the shower and a quick rub of the towel and that was it, we were dry. Would you like to go back?
Yeah.
Yes, I would. We had a nice time, didn't we?
We sold it.
You what? Which reminds me, I must get that box of photographs down. Otherwise I'll forget to take them with me when I go.
Hey!
You've damaged it?
Yeah. Got the side. Yeah. Dropped it.
She dropped him with a sultana.
Yeah.
There you are. But don't forget you've still got some apple to eat. I'll just make another apple juice for you. And what you don't have at breakfast can go back in the fridge. Drink it perhaps at lunch. Just pressed out to get the air out of the beaker and squirted him on his face. He's always doing that these days.
Just don't know it.
Did it squirt in your face as well?
No.
No. Just mummy being silly.
Brush it.
That's right. Press it hard. Whoops, you dropped the rest of the sultanas. Oh, they're empty anyway. The pot's empty. Are you going to eat some apple now?
Press it harder.
Press it harder? Are you pressing the top of the juice bottle? Thank you.